find inspiration in very unexpected areas and themes. Mostly from our surroundings, such as nature, science, art, but we're rarely inspired by design. Welcome to this episode of Design Dreams by Moi. My name is Anna Lindgren, and together with Sofia Lagerqvist, we are Swedish design and art studio Front. We try to work in a broad field of design. Everything from furniture for great design companies to industrial design projects and more exclusive pieces for galleries that are for the collectible market. We want to create objects that has that unexpected twist to it, with a character that makes people curious and brings new knowledge or insights into objects that you surround yourself with. I think that the most important thing in our work is collaborations. That's really at the core of all our projects. We work with a lot of different professionals and collaborate with people from all kinds of fields, like scientists and robotic engineers, biologists, different fantastic craftsmen, archaeologists, and even magicians.
We've been working together for 19 years, and we love it. It's something we see as a strength. It's always interesting to work with your best friend. We have a very organic design process, and we feel very passionate and engaged with projects that we do. Our projects grow through our conversations, and we build on top of each other's ideas. We send each other images and articles, go into archives. We have this ongoing dialogue all the time. We encourage and support each other, and we have fun together as well. It's very inspiring.
In one of the first projects that we ever did, we interviewed 100 people about the objects in their homes. It was very useful to ask people about their things and the experience that they had attached to these objects and hear the stories. Then we took the qualities that we thought were very interesting, and then we used them when we make new objects. It gave us that knowledge about design and what people really value. It was quite an intense research journey, but since then we have used interviews as a part of our design process in different ways. It's really interesting to find inspiration in such unexpected areas.
It can start with a question. In the end, there will be an object that we hope people want to explore and ask themselves about their belongings and the objects they have. It's about humans' relations to their objects. And we want to add an extra characteristic to our objects. If we make a table, it could be a table that you can play chess on without needing a separate chessboard. The object is then more about the communal idea of a table. Or if we make a vase, it could originally come from a video game that we programmed. We created a collection of mirrors that tells the 8,000-year-old history of the mirror as an object. We create objects that has that little extra.
I think beauty could be something that makes you reflect on things in the world. Anna and I, we have been spending a lot of time in nature, collecting different textures and painting. We've been drawing and making a lot of 3D scanning, but also we have been talking a lot about the experience of spending time in nature and its different qualities. It could be anything from seeing very, very small details of something to just noticing all the change in the certain places we're visiting throughout the year. the same place that just looks so different every time. That's very beautiful.
We like to challenge ourselves. We never want to do the same thing. Sometimes you get very nervous because you don't know if it's going to work or not. But that's also the beauty of the process. We always love to explore new fields of technology. Back in 2003, we wanted to create objects that were only an image to do things in the digital world. We learned how to program a video game, and we created an environment so people could play the game and interact with the different items. And we exhibited this back in 2005, but hardly anyone understood it at that time. Today, NFTs and artificial intelligence and many more new technologies are talked about and included in the discussion of what design could be. The interesting thing with Moi is that we showed this game to Marcel back then, this digital environment where the wind blew with strong winds, and there was this vase that started to change shape, and he said, "This is amazing, let's make that together." And we said like, "Oh, but this is supposed to be just in the digital world." And he was like, no, let's make it. And together with Moi and Royal Death, we brought it back into the real world. You have to try to be quite daring to do something new each time. We push ourselves and come up with something that we think is interesting together. You have to be courageous just to try. There's a lot of projects we have done that's never worked out. And you need that if you want to do something that has never been done before. If you don't succeed the first time, just try it again.
We would like to do more free projects in the studio that are completely self-initiated, that force us to trust our own vision even more. We want to initiate things that we think are interesting and then just see who follows our journey.